We do have the potential for some severe weather overnight and maybe some thunderstorms later this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on that. There is a line of showers, very intense tornado warnings right now in St. Louis, Missouri. We'll keep you posted with our AccuWeather forecast. And today is National Teachers Day, Teacher Appreciation. Thank a teacher. I'm sure a lot of people, each and every one of you, have somebody in your life that taught you something and you remember it to this day. Maybe it's just a moment, maybe a phrase or a word. And I want to introduce you to my favorite teacher, my son, Zach. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
I've never interviewed you, so I'm excited about doing this. As you're on your way to Westinghouse, and you've been with the Pittsburgh Public School System for 10 years now. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and a happy National Teachers Appreciation Week to all the educators out there. I appreciate you, you know, recognizing teachers and having me on this morning.
You and I have talked over the years, but I never asked you directly, what was it that inspired you coming from Pine Ridge to go to Duquesne University and become a teacher?
Well, I think that, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. And initially, for me, you know, it was that inspiration from inside my own classroom. As a teacher, or as a student, I was privileged to have, you know, mostly positive experience with my teachers, and some of whom have become, you know, good friends and mentors. And, you know, it was hard to pass up the chance to be in that same role someday, and where you get to go into work and you feel inspired by something, you know, every day that you go in. That was a very attractive, you know, idea for me.
And one of the things I thought of as you became a teacher is you have the potential, and we have talked about this, on any given day, in any given moment, to change the course of a life. It's that critical. This is so much more than a job. It's a vocation and career. And yeah, you've seen that every day, I'm sure, in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking back while you're saying that to, you know, that inspiration, some of my favorite teachers. I'm thinking of Mr. Dolphin, who, you know, made literature come to life and kind of changed my perspective and made me realize how dynamic and rich writing can be, or a teacher that's just a great listener and challenges you to try something new. You know, it's really that it inspired me. And every day you see, you know, I've seen now, just being in the profession, just that teachers are some of the most versatile and skilled professionals. And it's often the humanity of our teachers that sticks with us and makes a difference.
However, education can be a controversial subject. It is. And in the Pittsburgh public school system, you get a lot of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I think I agree. It seems, you know, nowadays education can be controversial in some, you know, arenas. And I would hope that, you know, people just feel encouraged to find ways to support their local schools and the organizations who are working to serve students. You know, I think nationally we have a need for mental health and social support services, and there's plenty of opportunities to support the efforts towards meeting, you know, the needs of students across the board. I think, you know, that's a place where everyone should start if they want to, you know, look into helping.
I'm with my son, Zach, my favorite teacher. I also think about times where you must be frustrated in a classroom, doesn't seem like the kids are paying attention or nothing's getting through, and yet you have showed me over the years, you get a note from one of the kids that says, "You're my favorite person." And I know that has an emotional impact on you.
Yeah, you know, you don't go into it for that reason, and sometimes I think it falls into that cliche category, but when you do get that note, and it's happened a few times over the years, it really hits you and it sinks in, and those become kind of the highlights. And I mean, every year is full of highlights for a teacher, you know, just on a day-to-day basis. You get plenty of laughs, and you're always impressed with the potential of every class of students. And that, you know, is a reciprocal process, which you give in, you get back, and you see students taking on their own challenges and rising to meet them. And just being a part of that is is really, you know, the reward in itself.
And for those that don't know, what grades do you teach and have taught in your 10 years with Pittsburgh Public Schools, now at Westinghouse?
So I teach seventh grade English now, and throughout, you know, the years I've been working, mostly with, you know, middle school, teaching some variation of English, communications, or, you know, kind of different names for it, but English language arts.
And what would you advise somebody considering going into the profession?
You know, I think that anybody who's considering going into teaching, take that leap of faith. If you're passionate about something and sharing the knowledge that you have and supporting young people and helping them to discover their potential, you know, I think that you got to do it. We need more people who are inspired to teach and be a part of the process. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of young kids that are coming up who might end up being great teachers of their own. So keep encouraging, you know, people that want to teach, that it is, you know, an inspiring and rewarding career to be a part of. And I got a shout out to Duquesne University Athletics, did some great things partnering with us this year. And just to see the commitment of their student athletes working with ours, championship student athletes, those interactions were, you know, incredible. So it's that kind of stuff too, that you get the chance to see that makes it all worth it.
And you've been a coach, which falls in line with teaching. I know you really especially enjoyed your years at Carnegie Mellon University with their football program in Duquesne and playing in Germany. I'm really proud of you, and enjoy this day, and I'll talk to you later on your way home. Give me a buzz.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Love you, Dad.
Love you too. My son, Zach, my favorite teacher. It may have crept up on you, but Sunday is Mother's Day. And just a heads up, if you're a married man with children, I know what you're going to say. Well, your wife is not your mother. Maybe you say that, but you better take care of your wife as mom of your kids. One of my favorite people is Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru. He loves this time of year. Dr. Francois, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning. How are you?
Good. We can't let dads try to get away with,
nope,
she's not my mother.
Not. She sure is most times. You and I both know that.
What I love about you is you go across the country year-round and you find these ideas for Mother's Day gifts for mom. If people want to do something different for mom, you know, and yep, the other stuff's cool, you know, flowers, chocolates, all that's cool, taking yep, them to dinner. But mm-hmm, where do you want to start for some great gift ideas?
Well, let's start with the LG Styler. It's an amazing product. This is something that is so unique. It's the ultimate way to care for your clothing, for your threads. So think about it, Larry. It's chemical-free. It has true steam technology. It deodorizes, freshens, and dries. So it also reduces basically your trip to the dry cleaner. You don't need to do that. You know, a lot of people, they wear something, they throw it over a chair or hang it up to make sure that, you know, they get some of those odors out. Well, what's so cool about this product is you can place the styler. It's almost like, think of it as a kind of like almost of a broom cabinet closet type thing. It's really cool looking. But you can put it in the entryway, mudroom, walk-in closet, anywhere it's convenient to use it every day. So steam circulates moving the hangers. So when you have the clothes on the hangers, they actually move and vibrate. The steam comes up and actually takes care of that. And so for hard-to-wash things like jackets, backpacks, favorite stuff, toys for kids, throw pillows, it's ideal. Also, too, this is important. It's certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America to remove airborne allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust, etc. And it's perfect for, you know, anybody that suffers from allergy and certainly that have pets.
Well, very you talk important about allergies right now. There's so much pollen out there. I see it on the cars,
yeah,
and we have a deck out back on the top of the table. I'm just wiping it off. It's all that green, yellow pollen.
Yeah.
And this sounds like something you should have inside your house for the whole house.
Exactly, yeah. And the thing is cool, too, even for the guys now, when you mentioned about the guys buying something for their mother, their wife, it has an integrated pants presser on the door. So it's smooth and it restores the creases in pants. And you simply plug it in, Larry, to a standard outlet. No need for an electrician or plumber. You basically fill it with water and it's hands-free and basically has both Alexa and Google Assistant and the LG ThinQ app as well. Has a removable aroma filter, so that means you can actually put a pleasant scent in there. You can put a dryer sheet inside there or your signature perfume or cologne. And ultimately, at the end of the day, this is fun. You can warm the bath towels for mom or her pajamas.
The LG Styler Steam Closet with True Steam. You can go to LG.com. And you can also go to whatsnewdrfrank.com. You can see, and there's short little videos that give you kind of a rundown. Let's talk about a laser projector. I thought we were done with laser projectors. We're just doing TV things.
No. Laser projectors are very hot. People like them. They're very efficient. They're bright. And so, again, what LG has done is they've introduced the Cinebeam Cube. It's a 4K smart portable projector. And the reason I thought this was so great for mom, you just grab it and go. In other words, think about this, Larry. It is so small. It's 5 inches by 3 inches by 5.5 inches long and only 3 pounds. So it automatically adjusts screen alignment and focus. You simply place it, play it wherever you want to. You can put it on a wall. You can put it on the ceiling. It's so cool. But the handle swings up to carry it or down as an angled base for viewing, which is really unique. And you can stream the latest, you know, right from the projector with WebOS. Or you can support platforms like Prime Video, Disney Plus, YouTube, and Apple TV. So it's very small in size, very, very lightweight for mom to carry around, and a premium picture quality. And the neat thing is, you know, for a movie night with mom and the family, you couldn't have a better product. Very unique, very different, and brand new.
All right, we got some more products to go over. You got time?
Yeah, sure do.
All right, we're with Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru, whatsnewdrfrank.com, and you can see these things, and you should do something different for mom this year. Come on, man. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic is powered by Bowser, and Genesis of Monroeville now open. For Kathy Bergren, Brandon Rossi.
Thanks, Larry. Route 28 South has a pretty lengthy delay right now, beginning from the Aetna Bypass until the city. We also have some issues on the Parkway West, beginning right around halfway up the far side of Green Tree Hill until the Fort Pitt Tunnel. On the Parkway East, that's a crawl from the Greensburg Pike Overpass until the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. The Bellevue-Westview crunch is beginning to form up on the Parkway North, and the inbound side also picks up again shortly after the McKnight Road area until right around East Ohio Street. If you're staying on and going towards the Liberty Bridge, you can expect delays from there until right around 5th Avenue. Also, merging to the Fort Pitt Bridge on the outbound side is a hassle, both from 279, that begins right around PNC Park, and from the bathtub section of the Parkway East, that's pretty heavy going into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossine, the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Brandon. We're looking at 80 today and maybe some showers this afternoon and maybe some severe weather late night. And we'll be watching that very closely. Cloudy and 61 now. I'm with the good Dr. Frank Vigiano, the gadget guru, who's got the great ideas for Mother's Day. And Frank, I want to pick up where we left off. Just talking to Susie Cool at the Anchor Desk. She said she doesn't really have a green thumb, but a lot of mums do and enjoy gardening, even even indoors.
Yes, absolutely. This is great. It's a smart hydroponic indoor garden system. It's called Garden. But it's spelled G-A-R-D-Y-N. Really cool, Larry. It's an award-winning technology, and it's all about indoor gardening. And like you said, no green thumb required. It uses cameras and sensors to automatically adjust water and lighting. So the smart technology allows you to grow up to 30 plants in only a 2-square-foot area. So you choose from more than 100 non-GMO heirloom and unique varieties of flowers, fruiting plants, greens, and herbs. It's just absolutely amazing. So, and these sensors, by the way, Larry, they control and monitor and track temperature, humidity, water, and growth rates of every plant that you have. So the app keeps you connected as well. They have an app, and it keeps you connected on the progress and offers suggestions. And what I like about it, it supports a healthy lifestyle. It's organic, preservative-free, and that garden blooms all year long. And, of course, celebrating mom, Larry, it's always in season, isn't it?
So mom will think about you year-round. It's mygarden, GARDYN.com, hydroponic indoor garden system. So much I'm starting to see, Frank, a pattern here where artificial intelligence plays a role in a lot of these gifts.
They do, yeah. And this is a good positive way to look at AI. For some people who are afraid of it when they hear about AI, this is a perfect example how it helps you grow a garden inside your home.
All right. When we talked a few moments ago, we talked about this amazing thing for your closet, the steamer. But I said, what about for the rest of the house? And we're all looking for pure air purifier. And you've got this really amazing thing that I think a lot of people will be interested in, keeping the air inside their home as clean as possible.
Absolutely. Yes, it's made by Sharp. It's a plasma cluster. It's very important. Ion air purifier with true HEPA. We'll explain what HEPA is in a minute. But according to the EPA, indoor air quality can be up to 5 times worse, Larry, than outdoor air.
That's amazing. Proven.
Oh, yeah. It is amazing. So there's 3 filters involved. There's a pre-filter, a carbon deodorizing filter, and a true HEPA filter. People may hear the word HEPA, and it stands for High Efficiency Particulate Air Filter. That removes 99.97% of dust, pollen, mold, bacteria, and airborne particles that are as small as 0.3 microns, if you can imagine that. But the plasma cluster technology disperses ions for active cleaning. Various size models are available, small, medium, and large, for the different size rooms that you have. And some models are compatible with Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, and they monitor air quality 24/7, and they have a mobile app. And again, ENERGY STAR rated, very important. And it's verified and tested by CARB, which is the Certified California Air Resource Board. So available at shop.sharpusa.com. And they start at about $79 and go up.
That seems reasonable to keep your air clean. I think we need one inside this studio here.
I'm sure.
You've been here, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
All right, we got time for a couple of additional ones. The window vac, is it okay to give mom a vacuum?
Well, think about this. You know, windows, really, people don't want to do them. I mean, come on. You know, it's a chore. It's a hassle. But people say, gee, they want to clean their windows. And Karger, this is a German manufacturer. I've been testing their products, Larry, for over 30 years. Amazing technology. And the benefit of the product is it cleans windows and smooth surfaces, including your shower and tile and so forth, 3 times faster than traditional methods. So you don't need to get a spray and then a towel and wipe it down. This is a cordless window vac that allows you to simply spray and vac. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. There's no streaks, no drips, no water spots. It's great for tile, mirrors, and showers, as I mentioned. No dirty hands, because what happens is squeegee basically vacs the dirty water from the window into the reservoir, and you simply empty that. So there's different models. The WV6, which I really like, has extended battery runtime. So again, Karcher is the inventor of the product. They're from Germany, and it's designed in Germany and made in Italy. And if you go to Karcher, spelled KARCHER.com/US, you will see this product. It's just amazing and very affordable.
And I've never seen you recommend a automobile. That's a big gift for mom. Come on, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man. Well, listen, you know, I test drive cars. I've been doing it for years, and I report on them a number of different ways. But I currently am driving the Mazda CX-90. It's a premium crossover SUV, and it's a PHEV. Now, what does that mean? It's basically a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. That's what PHEV means, which means I can plug it in with a standard 120-volt outlet at home. It'll charge overnight, and I can get 25 miles out of that battery before I start using gas. So, you know, commuting to work and so forth, you can plug in when you're at work. The benefit here is that you're using less gas. and it has about a 17.8 kilowatt battery. Like I said, it will power it for 25 miles. It has a top safety pick with driver assistance features from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And there's many safety features in it, Larry, like LKA, which is lane keeping assist. It keeps you in the lane. So if you start to drift left or right, it pulls you right back and centers you in the lane, which is great. It has automated emergency braking, standard blind spot monitoring, and standard adaptive cruise control. So the benefit of the product is, and you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but hybrids are really starting to take off.
Right.
The EV market's slow to grow, but people are saying, wait a minute, if I can do a partial, you know, contribute to EVs, and I can get a partial EV with gas, and I don't have to worry about any type of range anxiety, hybrid's the way to go, and they're selling like crazy.
Range anxiety, yeah. Marty and I talked about that. The hybrids are hot. People get comfortable down the road, and they're always making improvements to the batteries, too. What's new? DrFrank.com. You can see all of these things and get one of them maybe for mom this Sunday, for Mother's Day. Frank, always great to talk to you, brother. Thank you.
Oh, likewise, Larry. Thanks for having me back. And again, always great to be with you and our listeners.
Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, there's a new trend for Gen X and millennials, alcohol abstinence. And that may surprise you. And we'll talk to a nurse who is a, what's her official? Aaron, you have connected us with Emily, who is a nurse.
Yes.
And I'm looking at her title. And I don't know that I've ever seen this title before anywhere. Her title is Functional Diagnostic Nutrition Practitioner.
Yes, indeed.
And alcohol abstinence. This is something you brought to my attention.
Yeah, it's so interesting because you said Gen X, millennials. I feel like Gen Z, too. It's like blurred between all three. And like Susie said, some are like, I don't know what you're talking about. And others are all in on the mocktails and the non-alcoholic beers and the functional medicine or the functional drinks, sodas. There's so much out there right now.
Well, we'll find out more coming up right after the news. 7:55 at KDK in front of PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser. And Genesis in Monroeville. Now we have some showers and spots, and we've had this going on. That usually gums up traffic. How are we doing, Brandon Rossi?
Yeah, you're exactly right there, Larry. It is a mess pretty much anywhere you look. On the Parkway West inbound side, you can expect some delays coming out of the bend going up the hill. Outbound side is also bumper to bumper, not only around the bends out of the tunnels, but also from Rosslyn Farms until Robinson. 79 North, meanwhile, construction is causing delays starting from Collier Township all the way until the Neville Island Bridge. On the Parkway North inbound, you'll be hitting the brakes from Camp Horn Road thanks to the Bellevue Westview crunch until the near East Street area. 28 South also has issues beginning from the Edna Bypass until the city. And the Parkway East delays begin before the Churchill Bend. That's just some of the many problems that we're seeing on the major roadways early this morning. With AAA Traffic on the 5s, I'm Brandon Rossi on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.